This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the coronavirus continues to spread, Italy Sunday reported a 50% jump in the number of new coronavirus cases in just one day, with at least 11 villages and towns in the north sealed off. It is the hardest hit European country. U.S. authorities have warned Americans against traveling there, and two major airlines, Delta and American, have suspended flights to Milan. Back in the States, U.S. officials continue to provide updates after the first coronavirus-related death was reported over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Saturday, President Trump shared the administration's plan for the week.
As an important part of our efforts, on Monday, I'll be meeting with the largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, actually. They'll be coming to the White House, and we're talking about a vaccine and developing very quickly, and they've already started working on it, developing very rapidly a vaccine for the virus, to combat the virus.
Experts say that reported cases of coronavirus will drastically increase when more testing becomes available. President Trump has announced the U.S. is issuing more travel restrictions and warnings in an effort to help prevent the spread of the virus. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Less than 24 hours after the United States signed a landmark agreement with the Afghan Taliban in Doha, its implementation has already hit its first speed bump. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani announced in Kabul Sunday that his government has made no commitment to release thousands of Taliban prisoners, which is a precondition to the start of talks between Taliban and other Afghan factions. The U.S. Taliban deal sealed on Saturday requires Afghan parties to the conflict to open direct negotiations on or around March 10th to agree on a nationwide permanent ceasefire and future power sharing. This is VOA News.